Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev.
Curtis Peschelka joins us back from the San Jose Mercury News. Curtis, give me your thoughts on the Donskoy coming out, Bodker coming in decision for the Sharks.
Well, I think, you know, Jonas has struggled a little bit, obviously, in this series. I don't think he's had quite the impact that they were hoping for. Obviously, he had a real good playoff, run for the Sharks last year as they went on their run, but hasn't quite been able to kind of recapture that. Maybe, he had an upper body injury a couple months ago. Maybe that's still lingering a little bit, but hasn't quite been the same player. And I think... Pete DeBoer's a guy, he has a lot of faith in Mikael Bakker. Obviously, the two know each other, in fact, from their days in Kitchener, 8 to 10 years ago. So I think Pete DeBoer is thinking, let's get him back in the lineup. Let's see if he can kind of make a little bit of a difference. Obviously, he brings a lot of speed back into the Sharks lineup and try to counter what the Oilers have, what they think they're going to be able to do or hope to be able to do tonight in Game 5. So I think bring Bakker back in, sit Donskoy for a night, and hope it works out for a Game 5 win.
Curtis, the Oilers said all the right things, or what you'd expect them to say after the 7-0 blowout in San Jose. It's only one game. We're going home 2-2. The Sharks are much more experienced at handling the ups and downs of the postseason. What's the message coming out of their room going into this one?
Well, I think the message is that they had a real good second and third period in Game 1, but weren't able to kind of follow that up in Game 2. They kind of lost a little bit of what made them so successful in the first game. So I think the message coming into tonight is let's not lose what we did or lose sight of what made us so successful in Game 4, and that's obviously creating turnovers, establishing a forecheck, being hard on the puck around the Oilers zone, creating power play chances that way. Obviously, the power play had a lot to do with the Game 1 win, but the Sharks also liked the way they played at even strength. So I think the biggest issue is don't let this opportunity slip away. Let's build on what we did in Game 4 and try to do the same thing early on in Game 5.
The Vlasic Braun has been the matchup that they want exclusively. I noticed 91% of their McDavid's ice time in Game 4 was against them, 82% in Game 3 when they had home ice, but 64% in Game 2. But Collins obviously would like to get away from that matchup if he can, and he mentioned if his team could win some more faceoffs, it would make it a lot easier. Do you see if there was one of those other pairs, like is the Dylan pair the obvious one to McDavid to try to exploit?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, and, Burns and Martin obviously bring a lot of experience themselves. It doesn't necessarily make it an easy matchup. But I think if there's one of those three, defense pairs that I think Todd McClellan would like to say and send the McDavid line against, it would be the Dylan pair. And not because they're an awful pair or anything, but it's just because they don't quite have that technical skill maybe as a Mark Edward Vlasic does in terms of his stick work, his gap work. Those type of things make Mark Edward, but Edward Vlasic, one of the premier defensemen in the NHL, and I think Brendan Dillon's a guy who brings a more of a physical aspect. David Schlemko is more of a great, fantastic skater as far as bringing the puck up the ice. So I think one of those three, you have to think that Todd McClellan would like to get them against Dylan and Schlemko as much as possible tonight.
Curtis, McDavid, and playoffs are different, but McDavid hasn't gone very long in this league in terms of games without breaking out here and there. I mean, we're now at this stage in the series, and really, for him, he's been what I'd call ordinary, and much of that is, like you say, Vlasic, Braun. Is there a sense in the San Jose room that maybe he's going to go off one game, but it's the old, let's limit him, let's keep doing what we're doing, and we'll take our chances that way?
Yeah, I mean, the Sharks are, I would say it all series, that they know that Connor McDavid is going to create his chances. And he created his chances in games 3 and 4 in San Jose, and that's kind of where Martin Jones kind of stepped in and made some nice stops to sort of keep him off the score sheet there. So I think that the Sharks know it's impossible to completely shut him down, but maybe you can frustrate him a little bit. I think maybe it's fair to say that Connor McDavid got a little bit frustrated in game 4. He kind of worked over Timo Meier in the corner in one sequence and then kind of got into it with Joe Pavelski on another and took a penalty on that play. So I think the Sharks feel that, you know, he's going to create his chances, but maybe we could frustrate him a little bit, maybe get him off his game, and that would be enough to make a bit of a difference in the series. So I think the Sharks are happy with what they've done, but they know perfectly well that things could change in a hurry when Connor McDavid has the puck.
Curtis Pashelka joins us from San Jose Sharks and the Oilers. Pavelski, Thornton, and Marleau kind of loading up the one line. What do you make of that switch by the coach, and do you expect it to last?
I would expect it to last, at least for the first couple of periods tonight, kind of see how it goes and, you know, if those guys are able to create some chances. And, you know, I think it was a situation where both Pavelski and Patrick Marleau were struggling earlier in the series. And, you know, putting them together, maybe they can create a little bit of a spark for each other in some ways. Obviously, Pavelski gets that goal 15 seconds into game four and gives the Sharks the lead for the first time in the series up until before Melker Carlson's overtime goal in game one. So I like the way Patrick Marleau plays along with Sanguska, alongside those two guys. He's much more noticeable as a winger than he is as a center. He took on the centerman role, obviously, after Joe Thornton wasn't able to play in the first two games and did his best. But at the same time, he's more noticeable and more effective when he's able to go on the wing. And obviously those guys have all kinds of familiarity with each other. So it wasn't a question of chemistry. It was just a matter of could they get a good feeling going again? Could they get a lead and kind of build off that for the rest of the game in game four?
Curtis, Martin Jones had some difficult stretches in the series early on. Notably, you know, goals in the 5-hole. I mean, a goal is a goal, but when it goes there, people tend to notice. He's had lots of help, but he really locked it down the last time out. And that's easier said than done. I mean, is this just part of this guy's makeup? He can bounce back from an effort he doesn't like, or he doesn't get rattled easily. What's your take?
Yeah, that's kind of what we saw throughout the Sharks' playoff run last year. I mean, there would be a bad game, and they need to come back and be solid and give the Sharks a real good chance to win. I think, you know, he's been close as far as shutouts go in recent weeks, but maybe just gives up a goal or two here and there. And then, for game four, it was, it wasn't super busy, wasn't overworked or anything, but made some timely saves and, you know, prevented the Oilers. I remember that 2-on-1, McDavid had a nice shot on goal that Jones was able to save. So I think he's a guy that, never going to be super flashy, but he's going to be come out, you know, if the Sharks will know when he's on top of his game, you know, by the way he comes up with some timely saves. And I think it's kind of all you can ask of him, and then he gets a little bit of offensive production to go along with it. So I think the Sharks like where Martin Jones is at right now, and if he can continue, obviously the way he played in games 3 and 4 into tonight, I think the Sharks like where they stand and like their chances.
Curtis, is always great to catch up with you. We'll see you at the rink, and hopefully enjoyed the pierogies and sausage today.
Absolutely. That was delicious this afternoon. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Nice little Ukrainian meal. I love it. All
there
right,
you go.
Enjoy it.